Disability Transformation, tagged Contingency Drawdown. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, and a QR code that directs to the Faikaha New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 23rd of November 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. The proposal of the paper. This is a summary of a joint minister's decision paper. At the time of the decision-making, the Associate Minister of Finance was Honourable Barbara Edmonds and the Minister for Disability Issues was Honourable Priyanka Radhakrishnan. The joint minister paper sought agreement from the Associate Minister of Finance and the Minister for Disability Issues to draw down funding which was made available in Budget 2022. The funding was for the next steps in transforming the disability support system. After considering many factors, the ministers were given the authority to authorize the drawdown of funding. You can see the full paper and other alternate formats at www.faikaha.govt.nz/releases. Drawdown requirements have been met. Faikaha believe the requirements for drawing down the funding had been met. Faikaha also note that more operational planning will be possible once the funding had been drawn down. The Minister for Disability Issues and the Associate Minister of Finance both agreed to the drawdown of the revised amount of the tagged contingency. The amount available has reduced. The amount had been $100 million over the 4 years from 2022-23 to 2025-26, and $40.5 million annually for later years. The reduced amount is $73.7 million over the 4 years from 2023-24 to 2026-27. It remains at $40.5 million annually from 2027-28 onwards. The reduction in the amount was part of a cost savings exercise across all government expenditure by the Minister of Finance. What the funding will be used for. The funding will enable Faikaha to deliver improved safeguarding for people at risk of abuse, make enabling good lives sites available to two new regions, begin transforming existing disability support services, such as residential care, build community capability for partnership and stewardship. The funding will also enable Faikaha to create a transformation management office and set up the infrastructure required to operate the transform system. The work will take 10 years and be in three phases. The work is expected to take up to 10 years. There are three key phases. Phase 1, 2023-24 to 2025-26, involves planning for implementation and creating systems and processes needed to manage the next two phases. Phase 2, 2026-27 to 2029-30, involves embedding enabling good lives principles into all aspects of support funded by Faikaha, and progressively introducing full regional enabling good lives sites across the country. Phase 3, 2030-31 onwards, shifts the focus to full implementation and embedding the transformation. In addition to the current changes being made to residential care, Phase 3 involves changing the disability supports and other relevant services that are offered by other government organizations. Transformation Board Governance within Faikaha. Within Faikaha, a transformation board, chaired by the chief executive, will be responsible for the transformation itself. The Transformation Board will be supported by the Transformation Management Office, led by a Transformation Director. These governance arrangements will be complemented by partnership arrangements with the disability community. Operating Framework for the Transform System. The operating framework for the Transform System will have a strong regional focus. Responsibility for day-to-day operations and expenditure for most disability supports will be delegated to 10 to 11 regional sites, each with a regional director. Regional sites will invest in disabled people and whānau and employ connectors who can walk alongside disabled people to support them. Budget advisors who agree with the disabled person about the possible uses of the funding will allocate funds for personal budgets. The funding must also comply with broad purchasing guidelines. Budget advisors may also allocate funding that is managed separately to help a person move on from a crisis. Risks we have identified. There are legal, operational, and financial risks arising from the current paid family carer dispute. This includes the possibility that an upcoming court decision could make it difficult to implement central aspects of the transform system, such as a defendable funding allocation process. Vaikaha will provide advice on this once the implications of a decision are known. We will also provide advice on the need to create a statutory framework to underpin the disability system. There are other risks arising from the drawdown of funds or the activities that it pays for. These include Vaikaha being unable to implement or recruit workforce in the regions as quickly as planned, or that the community becomes frustrated at the pace of implementation. There is also the risk that personal budgets are misused or the allocation is not fair, and that the system changes do not deliver to enabling good lives principles. Vaikaha has identified mitigations and activities to address these risks, which are described in detail in the paper. The cost of the disability support system has been growing quickly over the last few years. There are concerns that system transformation could impact negatively on the sustainability of disability support funding in the medium to long term. Financial sustainability. The Minister of Finance requested that officials develop a work program around the financial sustainability of the disability support system. The work will be overseen by the Associate Minister of Finance and the Minister for Disability Issues. Estimated timeframes for Cabinet reporting. Officials expect to report to Cabinet on issues related to system transformation and the funding made available around early 2024, late 2024, mid-2025, September 2025, and at the time of Budget 2026. Tetiriti or Waitangi Analysis. The system transformation work aligns well with all articles of Tetiriti principles and Tangata Vaikaha individual Tetiriti principles. Murray have concerns about the disability support system that are currently being heard by the Waitangi Tribunal. They are concerned that the disability support system does not work well for Tangata Vaikaha Māori me or Rātou Whānau, and consequently there is low take-up of services by that group. Murray are also concerned that their identities as both disabled people and Murray are not acknowledged by government systems. Contact us. If you want to get in touch, please visit our website at www.vaikaha.govt.nz/contact-us/. You can also call us on phone 0800 566 601. Text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. New Zealand Relay is a telecommunications service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. For more information go here, www.nzrelay.co.nz. They can contact us on your behalf during these times, Monday to Friday 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of November 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.